Jim Cott and Tony Oliva officially inducted into the Hall of Fame on today's episode of Locked On Twins.
You are Locked On Twins, your daily Minnesota Twins podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And welcome to Locked On Minnesota Twins podcast. Today is Saturday, December 11th, and I'm your gracious host, Nash Walker. Thank you for making Locked On Twins your first listen every day. We are free and available on all podcast platforms. And I want to welcome you back. We're talking finally about Tony Oliva and Jim Cott and their induction into Cooperstown. Really cool day for the Twins. Great day for those two. Two very different players. Of course, one a pitcher, another a position player, but their cases very different. And I think they're both really good examples of the two types of players you see when they edge into the hall, if that makes sense. When players either don't make it right away or make it in a late ballot. These are the two types of players you see borderline Hall of Famers by the larger numbers. They are Hall of Famers. They're going to Cooperstown. This is Nash Walker, writer at Twins Daily, lifelong Twins fan, bringing you 5 days a week podcasts on the Minnesota Twins. And when we look at these two, I think it's really fun. And I actually miss doing this because over the COVID shutdown, we were constantly looking at Twins history. We were looking at the best teams. I think I ranked the 10 best teams in Twins history, the 10 best players, the 10 best pitchers. I was ranking all of those guys. So I remember looking at these numbers and just being wowed, like as a lover of statistics and, you know, looking at Hall of Fame cases. I love doing that. It's really fun to see these numbers. And I had a blast looking at Rod Carew and Harmon Killebrew. It's the middle range guys like Cott, like Oliva. Fun to digest and look at and think about in terms of the Hall. So let's talk about those two today. First of all, congratulations to those two for their induction. Well-earned, great players. Cott for a really long time. Oliva just an amazing player for a shorter period of time. And that's kind of the juxtaposition that you have here. Want to tell you to follow me on Twitter at NashWalker9. Follow the show at Locked On Twins. Thank you so much again for making Locked On Twins your first listen every day. Let's look at Jim Cott first. Kitty Cat Cott, longevity, right? That's going to be his calling card from 1964 to 1971. It's funny. Both these guys have the same prime, basically, or the same kind of core years playing together. Cott, 64 to 71. Through 2016 and one-third innings. 2016 innings in an eight-season span. I mean, that's insane. He pitched in 898 games. Jim Cott, of course, part of the first Twins team ever coming over from Washington in 1961. In 1966, Cott started 41 games, threw 304 and two-thirds innings, and had a 2.75 ERA. It was just fantastic that year in 1966. His best season. He's 25th in innings pitched in baseball history. So when looking at longevity, very few have more innings than Jim Cott, top 25 in baseball history. 13 seasons with 200 innings and an ERA that was at or above league average, or better than league average, I should say. An ERA plus of 100 is league average. Cott had 13 seasons where he threw 200 innings to a league average or better ERA that is tied with Randy Johnson. And you're not going to find the dominance with Cott. He wasn't dominant, but he was very good for a long time. He had 14 seasons where he threw at least 200 innings. He's fourth in Twins history in Baseball Reference wins above replacement behind Burt Blyleven, Brad Radke, and Johan Santana. And you can understand, and I can understand why Jim Cott, when he's on broadcasts or when he's speaking about baseball, really wants pitchers to go deeper into games, because in his day and age, he threw 304 innings in 1966. We will never, I promise you, unless we adapt as human beings into being like bionic, which is possible, like evolve into being some sort of robotic alien species that can throw 300 innings on your arm at 95, 96, 97 miles an hour. That's never happening again. I mean, Jim Cott, Randy Johnson, those guys, Burt Blyleven, That's the last of throwing 300 innings. That's insane to me. It's, you're lucky, like, guys celebrate getting to 200 innings in this day and age because it's just so hard to stay healthy. And also, today's day and age, the baseball is so different, right? We're seeing so many five and fly guys. That was not Jim Cott. So you can understand why he is so gung-ho about going deep into games, because that was his, that was his value. Like, that's what made him great for so long, was that he was able to stay so durable and to throw as many innings as he did. So congratulations to Kitty Cat, Jim Cott. Phenomenal career going to Cooperstown, one of the best Twins pitchers of all time. And I love that Cott said he wants to wear a Twins cap in his Hall of Fame bid. I think it's right. He was part of that first wave with Bobby Allison, with Harmon Killebrew, eventually with Rod Crew and Tony Oliva. He was part of that group, and he's part of that great era of Twins baseball. You can look at every era of Twins baseball, maybe find five or six players for every single era. The expansion Twins, when the Twins came from Washington, it's Killebrew, Allison, Cott, Oliva. That's a great group. I mean, that's the group that you're looking at right off the bat. And I apologize if I missed anyone, some of your favorite players, if you're listening, if I missed, but I'm just thinking core group. Let's talk about Built Bar and Stance. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever this holiday season. Grab the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, or even better than a candy bar. Built Bar is filled with so much holiday goodness, rich with the cane flavor, covered in chocolate, but amazingly low in calories, sugar, net carbs, and fat, and high in protein. You get the best of both worlds, delicious and healthy. So many flavors. Built Bar gives you that extra fuel. People are so passionate about their favorite flavor. My favorite flavor is the mint chocolate brownie. Tell Santa to throw a few Built Bars in those stockings this holiday season, or you can dip your Built Bar into a piping hot cup of cocoa. Like some of those marshmallowy treats around the holidays, you need to get your hands on Built Bar Puffs. They're light, fluffy, and marshmallowy through and through. Plus, right now you can go to built.com, use promo code LOCKED15, get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Stance is amazing. So comfortable, so light, so nice, so colorful. Stance is the best. I love Stance. Stance believes that the perfect fit matters more than fitting in. They have a new line of active apparel. Plus, it's holiday gifting time, and Stance is the coolest gift you can give. It's incredibly comfortable, so well-made. Socks, shirts, joggers, hoodies, amazing. Stance is so much different, so much more comfortable, so much more colorful than those boring old socks, underwear, and apparel that we'd always have to settle for back in the day. Stance has changed that mindset by offering color, comfort, and creativity like none other. I love Stance underwear specifically. Go see for yourself. Register for an account at stance.com and get 15% off your first purchase. Use promo code LOCKEDON at checkout to apply. Enjoy the color and comfort of a life less ordinary with Stance. Thank you again for making Locked On Twins your first listen every day. We are free and available on all podcast platforms. Talking about Jim Cott, talking about Tony Oliva today. Inductions into the Hall of Fame. Taking a little break. It's fun to take a little break from the lockout garbage that we're going through right now in Major League Baseball. I don't think since at least I've been covering on a day-to-day basis, there's been a less active time than right now in all of baseball. I mean, there's just nothing really happening. Except the Twins did hire Hank Conger, a former catcher. Reports on him are outstanding. First base coach, should mention that. Welcome to the organization. Hank Conger, love to see that. Tony Oliva. And when I say that these two differ in their Hall of Fame cases, Jim Cott is a long time of being above average, right? And that makes you valuable. A long time of being durable. To some, that means more than to others. You know, the best ability is availability. So durability, there's placed more of an emphasis on your ability to stay on the field and how long you can do that, even if it is just at average or above average levels. And of course, Cott had some great years. But his calling card is the longevity, being good for a long time, and that's valuable. Tony Oliva is the opposite, right? And it's not like he's Byron Buxton, where he's only had like a couple good partial seasons of being, you know, an outstanding player. Oliva was amazing in his prime, but his prime just didn't last as long as you would have liked. His career was derailed by injuries, and it sucks because from 1964 to 1971, Tony Oliva was an amazing ball player. Over 5,000 plate appearances, hit 313 with a .360 on base percentage, and he slugged 507 OPS plus was 140. A 507 slugging percentage in that time was super high. That's outstanding. And to hit 313, have a 360 OBP, and then slug 507, that's an amazing line. Today, that's an amazing line. Back then, even better. 177 home runs, 278 doubles, 46 triples, 84 steals, had 42 wins above replacement in that eight-season span. 42 wins above replacement. Rookie of the year, three-time top four MVP finishes for Tony Oliva in that span. Minimum 5,000 plate appearances, the highest OPS plus during that time. So when we talk about OPS plus, 100 is league average OPS. Any one below or above is 1% below or above league average. So if you have an OPS plus of 101, you're 1% better than the league average. Minimum 5,000 plate appearances, highest OPS plus in that span from 64 to 71, eight-season span. Hank Aaron is first at 161. Hank Aaron, one of the best baseball players of all time. Number two, Carl Yastrzemski, 149, one of the best baseball players of all time. Number three, Tony Oliva at 140. So among those players who had at least 5,000 plate appearances in that eight-year span, Tony Oliva was the third best among them in terms of OPS compared to the league. So the third top three hitter among those who had at least 5,000 plate appearances, behind only Hank Aaron and Carl Yastrzemski. That's amazing. Like I said, knees derailed his career around 33, early 30s, started to feel the impact of those knees. But from 64 to 71, it's one of the best primes you'll see, not only for a Twin, but it's the reason he's in Cooperstown, that prime. Because if you have a prime like that, you have a Hall of Fame case, even if there's not a lot before or after it, which for Tony, there isn't a lot before or after it. But it was such a great prime that immediately puts you into the conversation and immediately sometimes grants you to Cooperstown. That's how good he was. Unbelievable stretch for Tony Oliva. And you think of this offense, like Bob Allison was super underrated, especially in his time. Harmon Killebrew, of course, Hall of Famer, one of the best sluggers we've ever seen. To have Oliva, Allison, and Killebrew, I mean, I would think that offense would bang. I would think that'd be a super tough offense, and then Crew comes a little bit later on. But, man, Tony was good. He was a really special player. I want to talk more about him. First, let's talk about BetOnline. BetOnline has you covered all season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. As football season continues the march to the playoffs, BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline is where the game starts. So just how good was Tony Oliva in his prime and just in his career? From 64 to 71, and when I keep talking about that span, that's Tony's prime. And that's an eight-year span. We're not talking 2-3-year span of a prime. That's an eight-year time period. The hits leaders from 64 to 71 read as follows. Pete Rose, number one, at 1,554. Lou Brock, number two, at 1,552. Billy Williams, number three, at 1,516. Roberto Clemente, four, at 1,460. So the top four, Hall of Fame in the inner circle for best players of all time, right? Pete Rose is not, actually. Pete Rose is not in the Hall of Fame. I apologize. Well, Lou Brock, Billy Williams, Roberto Clemente, Pete Rose, among the best hitters ever. Tony Oliva is five at 1,455. And guess who's six? Hank Aaron at 1,374. So you're looking at six amazing, amazing hitters, not only in that time period, but all time. Hank Aaron, Roberto Clemente, Billy Williams, Lou Brock, Pete Rose, Oliva's fifth. I mean, among those six, Oliva's in that group in that eight-year span. Total bases in that span. Number one is Billy Williams with 2,600. He had 2,601. Number two, Hank Aaron, 2,542. Number three, Tony Oliva, 2,356. So we're talking about a top three to five hitter in that eight-year span. An eight-year span where we saw players like Carl Yastrzemski. We saw players like Pete Rose, Lou Brock, Billy Williams, Roberto Clemente, Hank Aaron. Amazing time period, right? Amazing time period. And I want to preface this next part by saying Rod Carew, I think, is the best Twin of all time. I think Rod Carew is the best player they've ever had. Rod Carew's career is to me second to none. I think Killebrew and Carew are 1 and 2 in Twins history. Oliva, Maurer, Kirby, that's probably my 3 through 5. I don't know the order exactly. I think last year I might have ordered them Kirby, Oliva, Maurer, but could go in different directions. But I think it's Carew, Killebrew, 1, 2. But it's close. Rod Carew is going to get a lot of love always, as he should. And he's a surefire Hall of Famer. He's an 80-win player in his career and one of the best hitters we've ever seen. In their best 8-year stretch, Rod Carew's OPS plus was 148. Tony Oliva was 140. So when we're talking about an 8-year stretch, your best 8 years of your career, Tony Oliva is right there with Rod Carew. I mean, he was right there with him in their best 8-year stretch. Rod stayed healthier. Rod did a lot more before that. Rod did a lot more after that. My point is Tony Oliva's prime was one of the best you'll see from a Twin. I mean, it just really is. And we've had some amazing, amazing primes. Joe Mauer's prime was amazing. I mean, Harmon Killebrew's prime was amazing. We've had some amazing primes. Tony Oliva and Rod Carew, I mean, they're neck and neck to me when you look at the numbers and how good Tony O was and how good he was, considering that his career was basically derailed completely at age 32. To put up 42 wins above replacement and then have your career derailed in your early 30s and then make the Hall of Fame is a testament to how good of a player you were in that span, how good you were in your prime. Because without it, you're probably not making it to Cooperstown. He was amazing. Tony O doesn't get enough love in Twins history, I think, generally because he didn't have the longer stretch. Those who know Twins history, those who watch those teams, those who follow it, those who've seen highlights, seen Tony O, know that he was a truly terrific player and undoubtedly one of the best players in Twins history and will continue to be for a very long time. Congratulations, Tony Oliva. Congratulations, Jim Cott. So glad they made it. Tony O, unbelievable. Jim Cott, longevity, unbelievable. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for making Locked On Twins your first listen every day. Now make your second listen Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q with expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling. It's free and available on all podcast platforms. I apologize. This was a day late. We got around to it. It's actually too late. I got to be better with that. Finals week here at Mizzou. But we'll be back next week talking Twins, talking offseason, talking how they can get better. We'll have a lot of fun. Join me then. Follow me on Twitter at AshWalker9. Follow the show at Locked On Twins. Thank you so much.